Bezev is ever bor. But both cases are talking about that this shore fell into your bor. And if it fell in backwards, you're potter. Why are you potter if it falls in backwards? The meister, your bor was a stumbling block. Because of your bor, it fell in. So what's the difference if it falls in forwards or backwards? Samara says yes. Rav Latime, Rav goes according to his time. The Yomar Rav says, Bor Shechai Volov Tyro, that is the Torah says, Yechai for Bor is Lahavoloi Voloi Lechavotoi. Yechai for the bare ear that you made there, for the hevel, for the bare ear in the Bor that you caused, that's what Yechai is. In other words, if the Shor falls in frontwards, his nose comes in first, so then we say, how come he became weak like to get the fall that he hurt himself? It's because as soon as his nose went in there, he breathed the air, and the air went into his body and made his body weak. That's why he hurt himself. So Rav holds, that's when Yechai for Bor. But if the shor fell in backwards, like his nose didn't come in first, then the pshat we say it wasn't the air that affected him. It was just the kark olam. It's the fact he gave a clap on the floor. It's not my floor. I don't own the floor. It's not my bor. I'm potter. Therefore, according to Rav, it's good to Mishnah. If you fall in forwards, we say it's the hevel that made him die. Even though it's not the hevel that killed him, it's only the hevel, the bare air, caused him to become weak, but that's the chiv of bor. But if you fall in backwards, it's not the hevel at all, it's only the bang, and the bang is the kark olam, the bottom ground, it doesn't belong to you, therefore you're potter. That's Rav's pshat. Yeah. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. The Kavchan, the Mishnah is like this. Bebor, bein milafonov, bein milachrov chayiv. If the shor falls into your bor, whether it falls in forwards or backwards, yichayiv. Even though it fell in backwards, it doesn't breathe the air, still yichayiv, because you caused the bang. And Shmuel atayme, Shmuel goes according to his tam, like we had before. The Yom that Shmuel says, by bor, lahavoloi, v'kol shechem lachavotoi. Yichayiv for the bad air that you caused the animal to breathe, to make him weak, to hurt himself. But Avada also Yechayiv for the bang, even if the air doesn't affect him. But even though it's Kark Olam, it's Rishus Rabin, what do you mean it's Rishus Rabin? Without you digging the ditch, it would have been a normal Rishus Rabin. You dug the ditch here, you made it so deep, you caused the bottom ground to hurt the person. Therefore Yechayiv, that's Shmuel Shita. Therefore, if the shore fell into the bor, Avada Yechayiv, whether we fell in forwards or backwards. If so, what's Pshan the Mishnah? Elahechi Dormili Achrov Mikola Kriya the Potter. What does the Mishnah mean to say that if the shore heard the banging inside and fell backwards that you potter? Kagoin the Niskal the Bor, Vinochali Achure Habor, Chutzlabor. We're talking about that the shore was walking through on top near the bor, and they heard a bang in the bor, got it scared, and because that it tripped on this bor, but not that it fell inside the bor, but it fell backwards outside the bor, and the kark outside heard him. So there Shmuel agrees that you're potter. You're only like a grummer. True, your bor caused him to trip. But Lamaisa, where did the bor hurt? Where did the shor hurt himself? On the karka outside. You don't own that karka. It's not your karka. Therefore, you're only a grummer, you're potter. So that's what the Mishnah means to say. In such a case, where the shor falls backwards outside the bor, then you're potter. Because that's really karka erlam. That's nothing to do with you. Eisle Avakasha. It says the bor, by the mantic of bor, Bein lefonov, bein lachrov chayiv. It says clearly, whether the shor falls inwards, forwards, or backwards, yichayiv. The chorus used to the rav, it's a kash and rav. Here it says, as long as it's inside the bor, even backwards, yichayiv. Or Rav Chizda, moi de rav, the bor, rishus, soy de chayiv. Here we're talking about a bor that's in your rishus. You are mafka the property around the bor, but the actual ditch itself, you own, it's your property. Here rav agrees that you're chayiv. Mishum diyomalei, because the nizik is saying to the balabor, listen to monoshach. Iba havla mayis, havla didachu. If my shor died because of the hevel, went in forwards the nose, breathe the air first, so it's your hevel, you caused that bit air there. Iba chavotim, if it fell in backwards and only hurt it, killed himself on the bang, also chavot didachu. It's your bang because you own it. When does Rav say you potter on chavat, a bor b'shus rabin? A bor that you don't own the bottom of the ground. So that's called kark olam. But a bor that was in your backyard, you owned it. Just later you are masked the rishus around the bor, but you still own the bor, then Rav agrees when the shor falls in there, you're chayiv even without the hevel. Just for the chavat alone, you're chayiv. Rav says like this, Hocha b'mayaskinon, we're talking about over here, Hocha b'mayaskinon, b'mishapich, that the shor turned around, like this, he tumbled around. First the shor fell into the bor head first. his nose went in first, he breathed the bad air. Then he turned around and did a tumble sauce there. And he fell on his back. But in such a case, his first breath that he took from the bad air of the boar, that's what made him weak to receive the cloth to die. That's why Rabbi Dries here, Yechayiv. If he would have went in backwards, then it'd be potter, because it's not your heaven. In the boar, Bishus Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Rabbi Yosef says, Hocha beniske boar b'shor askinan. Here we're talking about that not that the boar did damage to the shore, but the opposite, that the shore ruined the boar, ruined the water in the boar. My knee, what's the case? Shehivish es meimov, that the shore fell into this nice water there and ruined the water, made the water bad. Deloshna, such a case, there's no difference. Lefonov, veloshna liachrov, there's no difference if the shore falls in forwards or backwards. There's no chil between hevel and chabad. Here the Maisa, the Bala Shor is Chayiv, but the Bala Shor ruined the Bor's water. Now we're not talking about a Bor Rishus Rabin. We're talking about a Bor, a private Bor that's in your Rishus. So the other person, the Shor, had no right to be here. Now that the Shor fell in and ruined your water, the Bala Shor is Chayiv. Tony Rav Chananya Lisiyul Rav. Chananya brings a Raya to Rav. It says, Vidashna Posik Vinofo. Posik says Vinofo when something falls into the bor. So Vidashna Shiyipo Derech Nefila. It has to fall in normally. It means you have to fall in forwards, head first. Mikanam, from here we learned. Nofa Lofona Mikola Kriya Chayiv. If the shore falls into the bor head first, he's Chayiv. He breathes the air. The hevel kills him, he's Chayiv. But Liachra Mikola Kriya Poto. The Zev the bor. Both are talking about even though you fall into the bor. So here's the Raya to Rav. That if you fall backwards into the boar, lemaisa the bala boris potter, because it wasn't his hevel that killed him, only the chavat. This is a boar, but just a rabbim. It's not your chavat. On this rav holds, it's called karkarelam yipotus. All right, turn over. Now, oh mama, what did we just ask? We just said no falafonim. The Mishnah says really no falafonim. We call, or the Bryce also that no falafonim. We call a kriya. If a shore falls into the bor forwards, because of the bang, somebody's banging inside the bor, it's a chayiv. The bala bor is chayiv. The question is, v'yamai, why is the bala bor chayiv here? Name a korei gormle. Let's say it wasn't the owner digging. Or Rashi says even it was the owner digging. But according to the one digging in the bor, he made a noise that caused this shore to get scared to fall in. So it wasn't the bor that caused the damage. It was the kerel hakriya, and that's only a gromo. So why is the Bala Bor Potter? It should be Potter. Omer Rav Simon Bar Ashi, Hamani Rav Nosni. I tell you, this din, our Mishnah goes according to Rav Nosin. The Yom says like this, Bala Bor Hazeka Kovit. That Bala Bor did the damage. When you find the dead shore in your bor, you're Chayiv. And therefore, we'll soon see the case. V'chol Heicha D'Layesh L'Shtalum Mehai. Any time that he can't receive the money from somebody else, Mishtal Mehai. The Bala Bor has to pay. What's the case of Tanya? We learn like this. Shor shedochav es chaveru labor. What happens if there were two axes on top of a boar, and one ox pushed the other ox into the boar, and now the ox died in the boar? Who has to pay for the dead ox? So, Rebbe, so Bryce says, Baal ha-shor chayiv, Baal ha-bor potter. That's the way it should be. The Baal ha-shor, his shor pushed the other ox, he did the damage. The Baal ha-bor could say, my boar didn't kill him. If not for that shor pushing it in, he wouldn't have fell in. So the Baal ha-bor is potter. However, Rabbi Nosson says, Baal ha-shor mishalei machta. True, you like shoot from here. The Baal ha-shor has to pay for half of the damage. Oh, Baal ha-bor mishalei machta. But the Maisa, the Baal ha-bor has to pay for the other half. Because the Maisa, the dead ox, is found inside the boar. Since it's found inside the boar, that's from Nosson's new svarim, you have a right to collect from the Baal ha-bor. For the more another kasha stam a theory of Tani will learn of Nos Meiner Baal Abor Mishalim Gimel Cholokim. The Baal Ashor has to pay 3/4. Or Baal Ashor Revi, not a half but only a quarter. So much of the kasha. Ho betam ho bemuad. It depends. If the shore is a tam, so therefore he only has to pay a quarter. But if the shore is a muad, then he has to pay machza the Baal Ashor and half the Baal Abor. For the Gemara Manashor of a tam like a sovereign. Even if the shore is a tam, what does Rav Nosson hold? If We look as if two people did the damage. What happened here again? A shore pushed another shore into a boar. See, if we look as if both of them killed him completely, as if to say we look as if the boar killed it by itself, and as if the shore killed it by itself. See, if so, even if the shore is a tam, so what? So the shore should pay chatzin ezek. Hai mishalim palgo, v'hai mishalim palgo. Still they should both pay 50-50. Vi kisavim from nosen holds. No, we look as if it like this. Hai palga zeikovid, v'hai palga zeikovid. No, each one only did half of the damage. The tam only did half of the damage. If so, it should be like this then. Bala bor mishalim palgo. The bala bor that only did half of the damage should only have to pay for chatzin ezek, not more. He didn't do more than half the damage. Well, bala shor, this tam only did half the damage. So how much does he have to pay for half of the damage? Revi, he should only have to pay a quarter. A tam pays chatzin ezek. So if the whole nezek he did was only half, he should only have to pay a quarter. And it should come out, v'idach revi mafsid. The last quarter, the nezek should lose out. How come the bala bor has to pay three quarters? It must be like this. Oh, my Rova says he should know. Rebbe Nosin Dainer, Rebbe Nosin was a big dying. V'nochus l'yumka the dinah. And he had amkus, he was able to think very deep into the spur, into the din over here. That the deepness is like this. L'yaylam really kisav Rebbe Nosin holds, hai kula zeikovin, hai kula zeikovin. It's considered like both of them did the whole damage. So then he had a question, if so, u'dukashaloch, l'shalim ha'palgav ha'palgav, then even the tam should have to pay chatzin ezek. Because he did the whole damage. So I'll tell you now, the svar is like this. Mishum diyomalei bala shor la bala bor. The bala shor has a right to say to the bala bor, listen, shut fusoi mayahanili. Like really true, we both did the whole damage. But we did it for shutfis. My shor did it and your bor did it. If you're going to make me the bala shor pay 50%, so what do I gain from the shutfis? I have to pay chatzin ezek even without the bor. So now that the bor did something, it should take away something from my payment. So that's the svar to say. My honestly, that's the svar to say that the Baal HaShor can't pay 50. He only has to pay a quarter. But Lamaisa, the Baal HaBor did the whole damage, therefore the Baal HaBor has to pay the other three quarters. He boys some another svar like this. L'yolam k'sova maybe Rav Nosson holds high pal gazekovin, high pal gazekovin. Really, each one only did half of the damage. So therefore, the Baal HaShor only has to pay a quarter. Then the question was, V'kashaloch, Baal HaBor Mishalim Palgo, or Baal HaShor Mishalim Revi. Really, the Baal HaBor should only have to pay a half then. He only did half the damage. And it should come out, V'idach Revi Nifsad. The last quarter, the Nizik should lose out. How come we say the Baal HaBor has to pay three quarters? If the Baal HaBor only did half of the Nizik, so he shouldn't have to pay more than Chatzin Nizik. The Baal HaShor also only did half of the Nizik. But at the time, he only pays a quarter. So one quarter of the nizik should lose out. How come the same the Baal HaBor has to pay the three quarters? So I'll tell you like this, Rav Nosson knows like this. Mishum diyomalei, because the Baal HaBor, they say to the Baal HaBor like this. Mishum diyomalei. Because Mishum diyomalei, Baal HaShor la Baal HaBor. The owner of the ox says to the owner of the boar, Ano tu roi bebirchas kachite. I found the dead ox in your boar. So that's the svara at ketilte. Yishno is considered like you killed it. Where we find it, it's your blame. Ma'ad-isli lishtulu me'meheich, whatever I could collect from the Baal HaShor that also did damage here, mishtalimna, avad he'll pay me. His shor was a tam, he only did chatzin nezik, so he only did half of the nezik, he has to pay me a quarter. Ma'ad-isli lishtulu me'meheich, but whatever I cannot get, any money that I cannot get from the Baal HaShor, you should know, I have a right to come to you, to the Baal HaBor, to get my money. Because Lamaisa, I found my shor now in your bor. It's dead in your bor. Since it's dead in your bor, that's the svar you have to pay me. So that's Rav Nosson's svar of why he gets three quarters from the Baal HaBor. He invites him. Omar Rava says like this. Heniach even api abor. Somebody puts a stone on top of a bor. O bor shor v'niskal bor. Now a shor came and tripped over the stone. V'nofal abor, and he fell into the bor. Who's chayiv? Is the person that put the stone there chayiv, or is the Baal HaBor chayiv? So Mor says, you should know, bor la machlekes Rav Nosson Rabbanan. That's machlekes Rav Nosson Rabbanan. That for the mat shita vada.
That according to the Rabbanan, the Baal Evan is chayiv. He's the one that put a stone there. His stone caused the person to trip. So avada, the Baal Evan is chayiv. And according to Rabbi Nosson, avada the svar is that they both have to pay. So what's the chiddush here? It's worse like this. Madatem, I would have thought to say, Hosamu di Oma Balha Bola Balha Shor. Over there, in the case of a shore and a boar, there the Balha Balabor says to Balashor, Ilav biradidi turididoch hu kotule. The Balabor, according to Rabbanan, has the right to say to the Balashor, you have to pay, because even without my boar, still your shore could have killed him. Where the shore pushed the other shore. Avloka, but over here, the Balha Evan could say, Motsiomale, Balevan, the Balabor, the owner of the Evan could say to the Balabor, Ilav biradidoch, if not for your boar, Avno didi, my little stone, my heavy avda, what could have it done? A heavy miskal, at most, it would have tripped over the stone, heavy boar, of the heavy enough of the koi, the shore would have got up. So therefore, I would have thought to say, maybe over here, the Bala Evin is potter, even according to the Rabbanan, even. So, Kamashmalan, that's the Kiddush, no. The Omalei, Ilav Evin, he could say back to him, no. The Bala Bor could say back to the Bala Evin, you should know. Ilav Evin, if not for your stone, lay have enough at Libira, it wouldn't have fell into the Bor. So, therefore, it's considered that your Evin caused the damage. Therefore, according to the Rabbanan, the Bala Evin has to pay for the whole thing. And according to Rab Nosin, they have to pay Machzo. Now the Gemara says Itma.